This is Tim Jones. How can I help you today? Let me just have a look, sir. Can your name, please? I'm speaking right now. Okay, please verify me your email address once. Said you, right, sir? I got it. So you're telling me, sir, that you are not the one who made this transaction and you want to cancel it, right? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, sir, that you are receiving these transactions somewhere from North Carolina. Can you please tell me, do you know anyone in North Carolina who can make the transaction for you? Or have you ever shared your details with any of your friends or family relatives, sir, who might know about your IDs or your passwords? I got it. This clearly looks like an identity theft, sir. Someone else is trying to get into your personal details and they are making these fraudulent transactions, so we need to cancel them, right? And also, for the security reasons, we will be sending a notification to your banking institution saying that you are not the one who made this transaction, so they won't allow any money go out of your account, sir. Just for that reason, can you please verify me only the name of the banking institution that you deal with, sir? Can you verify me the name? And a part of Chase, do you have any other bank, sir? I got it. Please verify me your zip code. And the number that you are calling me, which ends with 2336, is that your cell or do you have any alternate, sir? I got it, sir. Need not to worry. Your transaction will get canceled and we are sending an email to your bank. If your bank finds anything suspicious, they will surely going to call you, okay? May you have a great day, sir. Bye-bye.